Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. And my guest is Jim Clay, Director of Golf for the club at New Seabury, right here on Cape Cod. Just a beautiful, beautiful spot, Jim. And the club at New Seabury, well, this is a premier private golf community offering everything and more, it seems, to residents and visitors. Two championship golf courses, full-service clubhouse, five restaurants, two beach clubs, a huge fitness facility with 16 tennis courts, a golf learning and performance center, all while enjoying just beautiful ocean views. It's a really unique part of the world.
Thanks, Ann. Yes, it is. New Seabury is a special place that our membership and guests come down here to escape from the city life, maybe. They come down to the Cape. You get great views of the Nantucket Sound, and it's just a peaceful place to come and spend your time.
We were talking about this a little earlier. It's such an interesting community as far as, you know, the homes kind of tucked behind gorgeous trees and in full foliage now. This is a great time of year to visit, obviously, October. But you can't tell how many houses are here because it's such an interesting master-planned community.
It is. And it's Massachusetts' first master-planned census community to where we have little pockets of neighborhoods that are all unique amongst themselves that make up this large property called New Seabury. So there's really something here for everybody, and everyone gets to pick their style of home.
So we're staying in Sea Quarters, a beautiful kind of two-story little cottage. But, you know, you drive around on the meandering roads amidst, you know, the forests and the beautiful scenery of the water, and there's some huge homes here.
There is. There's everything from, like you said, like the Sea Quarters townhomes that we have all the way to your 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 square foot homes right along the water. Just beautiful setting that some of these homes have.
So who is here, Jim? Are they Bostonians? Are they people who come just for the summer and aren't here for the winter? Are they year round? Who actually is here?
We have everybody, quite honestly. We have a lot of folks that go between Florida and Cape Cod. You know, the retirees go between both areas. We have a lot of Boston folks that come down, and this is where they spend their summers for 3 months, as well as New York and Connecticut. And then we have folks that literally will have a home in Vermont and a home here, and they go back and forth as well. So it's pretty much New England and Florida.
Yeah, and I noticed a lot, and I heard a lot of people saying how they're going to Florida next weekend. So, my goodness, this place might not be – it really wasn't crowded this week at all. It was a good time to be here. But by about now is when I guess a lot of your seasonal residents may head south. And then what is it like here?
Yeah, a good portion of our membership will head south or head north, for that matter, back to Boston. Maybe a little different this year, where most folks during COVID have moved down to the Cape and they've stayed here versus the city. But we stay open year-round. We keep our golf courses open. The Dunes course is open year-round. The restaurant is open. So we still have a decent crowd here that spends their time in the winter.
Well, we were very, very lucky. I think we had two perfect 10 days to play not only the Dunes course, but the Ocean course. So the club at New Seabury offers two championship golf courses, two very different golf experiences.
They are. Believe it or not, they're both designed by the same person, and they've both been redesigned by the same person. And Bruce Heppner has done a wonderful job in keeping the uniqueness of each golf course, but enhancing the special aspects of the interior course with being through the trees, and then the Ocean course, bringing that seaside feel to it.
So let's first talk about the Ocean course. It first opened in 1962, designed by William Mitchell, recently, as you mentioned, renovated by Bruce Heppner, and really beautiful. The front nine, you have the views of Nantucket Sound, Martha's Vineyard, that first hole. It was a par five, correct? It starts from the clubhouse, and you see the water. And that green kind of overlooks the Nantucket Sound. And then that second hole, the par four, right along the coastline. Describe the front nine for us.
Sure. As you mentioned, yeah, it's special. You tee off on that first hole, and you're just waiting to get out to the water there. So you finish that first hole. You see it. Second tee, you're right on the beach. You're hitting out, traveling down that beachfront on the second and third hole. And then when you get to the fourth hole, you're actually surrounded by water on both sides with our interior pond. ocean on the other side. It's just spectacular. It's peaceful. There's quite honestly no better place to be than out there on the second, third, and fourth hole.
Really amazing. And you get the breeze, sometimes a strong wind off the ocean, and you breathe in that beautiful ocean air. And so that the first, I'd say, well, all the front nine, really, you can see views of the water.
You can. And as you mentioned, the breeze, right? So what that brings you a different golf course every day. You never know what you're going to experience when you get out there. The second and third holes can play very short, or they can play extremely long into a gust. So it's a unique property and a beautiful setting on that front nine.
And the number one handicap hole. Talk about number three.
Number three, long par four. Mr. Heppner did a great job of putting in some new bunkers on the right-hand side to shelter the hole from the fourth hole, but also to make you really focus in on hitting a quality, accurate shot into the fairway. From there, most times you're going to be into the wind, hitting a mid to long iron into that third green that pitches severely from back to front, making a difficult birdie putt for you.
And I love the par three fourth hole.
Yeah, fourth hole, as we mentioned, water on both sides of you as you're teeing off. And a large body of water you got to carry to get to the green that you're hitting, and it borders the hole bound entirely on the left-hand side.
So it's really like a tale of two different golf courses. You kind of have the front nine. It's kind of links-like, would you say? And then the back nine meanders through the woodlands, and totally different, much hillier, just – two different golf courses almost between the front and the back.
They are. As you mentioned, the front side is more straight away. You're dealing with the elements. You turn to the back, and there's a lot of dog legs. You got to move the golf ball a lot more out there. And the trees are bordering the holes versus the ocean. As you move through it, it starts right there with that 10th hole. That 10th hole is a sharp dog leg par five, moves down into a valley, and then back up to the green. It takes three quality shots to have a shot at birdie there.
And then the toughest hole on the back, the second handicap hole, is number 15, right? Another par five.
Another par five, yes, where you're carrying over water off the tee shot. Then you've got to, for your layup shot, you got to work between a body of water on your right-hand side and the homes and trees that come into play on the left-hand side. So the layup shot there is probably the most difficult shot that there is in that hole.
It's really a complete golf experience. It will test every part of your game, right?
It will, yes. As you mentioned, there's elevation change on that backside, and on the front side, you're dealing with the different elements. So it tests all aspects of your game, from hitting a long ball to hitting the short putts.
So talk a little bit about the recent renovation, Jim, because I know both courses were recently renovated. How different is the Ocean Course now with its recent renovations?
The Ocean Course, full bunker renovation. We did change four of the greens out there, including their complexes, but the primary difference is the bunkers and the fescue and the native seaside areas that Bruce brought into the front nine that separate the holes that make you hit these accurate tee shots, where before maybe there was a little more forgiving in the past.
So let's talk about the Dunes Course. That was recently renovated as well. I understand 79 bunkers were redesigned on 125 acres. It sits inland, meanders through wetlands and woods. Now, I just thought that the Dunes Course was shorter, obviously a lot shorter, and it's very playable for all ability levels.
It is. It's a shorter golf course, kind of reminds you of an old Donald Ross course. It's kind of Bruce's feel to it, and he did a great job with that. It's very tight. You got to hit accurate shots. But as you mentioned, it's very playable, so it's great for our junior programs, our ladies programs, and people to kind of get into the game of golf. That's where we start them, then you move to the more difficult Ocean Course.
Yeah, it was a good course to warm up. Not easy by any means. A lot of times, oh, it's shorter. Oh, okay, this should be a piece of cake. No, because it's all about the short game and making the putts. And I really think, a lot of the greens have, a lot of slopes. And they didn't break as severe as you would have thought, but they were still tricky.
They are. And as you mentioned, it is shorter, but we have professional tournaments here. More times than not, the scores relative to par are exactly the same on both golf courses because of those. They're small, undulating greens that you don't think you're going to have to play a lot of break, but it ends up moving quite a bit on you. So it makes it challenging for all levels.
Yeah, I'm sure the more you play it, the more you can kind of figure out the nuances of the greens, because you really have to be a good reader of the slopes. A lot of those holes were on slopes.
Yes, as you mentioned, with the heading into the hills, the topography really lended to some great green complexes that Bruce and his team were able to tie in bunkers and give us some great hole locations out there to make an easy or a very difficult golf course.
So just because I'm looking at the Dunes scorecard here, just because, let's say, from the blues, the total yardage is 5,626, from the blacks, 6,041, doesn't mean that it's not challenging.
No, that's right. As I mentioned, we had a professional tournament here not too long ago, and from the blacks on each side, both courses played the same level over par. So as I mentioned, it's challenging for all levels, and it can drive you a little bit crazy out there because it's so tight. You want to hit the driver on some of these short holes, but sometimes you're better off hitting that shorter iron just to play for birdie.
That's right. That's what Scott did. He used, off the tee, he rarely used driver. And, you got to hit it straight down the middle and then know how to really read the greens. So now you recently had an outing here with New England PGA, right?
We did, yes. This week we had the New England PGA Pro-Am. It was a great event. We had 27 teams out here from all over New England, one pro with three ams. We had a terrific day to play, and they really enjoyed the golf course.
So who won?
I was fortunate enough to pull off the victory. I tied a couple guys, yeah.
Oh, damn, you won your own tournament. I love it. Well, I think that's inside information.
Yeah, I got to represent it in my home course, so it was great. We had a great team. We had a lot of fun out there.
The New Seabury Golf Learning and Performance Center sits on 12 acres, and you were talking about you have a pro who was from originally the Doral and then Huntington. Talk a little bit about the Learning Center and what you offer golfers here.
Sure, yes. Jimmy Damiano is our director of instruction. He's done an amazing job here at the club. He's busy from sun up to sundown, and rightfully so. He was awarded the Cape Cod Teacher of the Year last year. So he's done an amazing job with implementing technology into our instruction program, using TrackMan, using Titleist Performance Institute, training with our fitness instructor, bringing in programs that help you not only improve your game, but they're going to improve your health, keep you on the golf course longer.
So it sounds great. Now, it's not right here at this spot. Where is the Learning Center?
Sure. The Learning Center is about a mile and a half from the clubhouse. So unique to New Seabury is our driving range, short game facility are all out there. What makes it nice is we have a building out there. That's where Jimmy stays. It's a nice place where you can go and escape from the chaos that ensues around a clubhouse with the carts and everything. You just go out there and really focus in on your game.
And I guess you have a lot of participation, junior clinics, lessons year-round?
We do, yeah. And this year we're adding a simulator into the clubhouse here so we can really work on everyone's game who's going to be here in town. Junior program was great this year. We had a big improvement. We quadrupled our junior program year over year. So the kids are really into it. They take use of that Dunes course with some great play days and competitions that we have out there for them.
Yeah, there's really been a golf resurgence, Jim, during this whole COVID pandemic. And in a very kind of ironic twist, golf has flourished. I think people realize the social distancing aspects of this great sport. You know, parents want to get their children out there to learn. A lot of the camps were closed, but golf camps were flourishing with a lot of participation. What are your thoughts about the state of golf right now?
I'm excited about the state of golf right now. As you mentioned, it was really a big boost in play. We were up 30% in our rounds here this year, and it's not that we had more guests. It was really more member play. Members were taking more advantage of the club. They were getting into their games. They were taking more lessons. I think golf's in a great space right now where we have an opportunity to grab these new golfers and to hook them into the game that we all love.
Do you think we can sustain those players?
Absolutely. Sure we can. And I think everyone's starting to see how great this game can be. No matter what's going on in the outside world, you can go escape on the golf course and be safe, but also enjoy yourself and enjoy your family and your friends.
Certainly with these surroundings here, no complaints whatsoever. It's just such a beautiful part of the world, and it's inspiring. When you play, particularly the ocean course, that front nine, and the back nine too with the woodlands, it's a very inspirational place to play golf, don't you think?
It is. You know, when I first moved to the Cape and I moved to the club here, I'd go out and walk the front nine after a long day, and there was no better place to stand on the third green, just surrounded by water. And like you said, it really is a peaceful place where you can just go escape and be in tune with what's going on out there on the course.
So you've been here for 2.5 years. You come, your background is varied. I know you were in the desert in California for a while, right, at Rancho La Quinta Country Club, and assistant pro years before that at Mission Hills, I read, right, LinkedIn. So talk about a contrast between desert golf and the golf here. What's that contrast like for you?
Whole different world. You know, the desert was, as the pros would say when they're there, it was playing in a bubble. It's perfect conditions, no wind, 75 and sunny. To move into the ocean course, which it's typically we have about a 20 mile an hour wind, and the elements, you never know what you're going to expect. So it's been a real treat to see another area of the world. I'm from this area. I'd never played New Sebring before coming here, but it's great to be back on the East Coast.
Awesome. So you're originally from here, and will you be here year-round?
I'm here year-round, yes. And like I said, we're moving in a simulator. We're hoping to help some people's games, but also maybe play a few rounds on the simulator with the folks that are going to be here. We do have a number of members who go out and play all winter long. Like I mentioned, even when the ground's frozen, they're out there playing. So.
Wow, that would be interesting on the frozen tundra, right? So do you get a lot of snow on the Cape or no? Is it more moderate because of the ocean?
Yeah, not a lot of snow here. They'll receive most of the snow on the other side of the bridge. So literally we have people who will go out and play January, February, March. As long as there's no snow on the ground, they'll play.
So I would be remiss if I didn't mention the two meals that we enjoyed here at the Club at New Seabury. There are 5 restaurants here, but our first night we were at the Papaneset Inn. I hope I pronounced that perfectly, but what an iconic spot, really overlooking the ocean. There's a beach club there as well, and then there's a restaurant here in the clubhouse. The meals were really creative and really delicious. I was very, very impressed with the variety on the menu and how good everything was.
Yes, we have an amazing chef, Mark Picaro. He does tremendous work. As you mentioned, we have 5 restaurants, so that gives him the ability to spread his knowledge across all of them, where we have different menus at each restaurant, different feel at each restaurant, really, from the Lure to the Poppy to 95 Shore, where you're going from beach bar to maybe that Cape clam house feel to it, to now the high-end dining experience we have here at 95 Shore.
So really the person who lives here or visits here really has a complete experience.
They do. Yes, you get it all. You get the beach, you have the golf, pools, fitness, learning center. Anything that you're looking to do as far as this country club setting and activities, the trails throughout the property, go for nice walks. It's all inclusive. You don't have to leave the gates as soon as you come in.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Jim. Thanks so much for joining us, and continued success. It's really a special place.
Thank you, Ann. Thanks for visiting us. We hope you enjoyed your time.
Jim Clay, Director of Golf, the club at New Seabury.